Consideration for others. Otherwise, your heart is selfish. You never feel for others. You never think for others. You only think of yourself, your own self-convenience, which is selfishness. So as true cultivator of the way, we appreciate, not only we really consider and feel for others, we appreciate what others has given us, the condition, opportunity to develop our cultivation, our meditation, and all those things. So this gratitude need to be expressed. That's why we will thank them before we leave. We will make a donation and all those things. Then every time you see the monk or the nun, pay respect. Then you say kan'en, which is very good. Understand? Oh, no need. No need. Adding one and one and all. You can hear. Can. Thank you so much. You have done a great job. So this place, before I start this, I would like to record the date too. Today is the 17th of August, 2018. We are on our spiritual trip to Lijiang, Dali, and Kunming, and also Shangri-La. So we have finished quite a bit, but our actual spiritual trip began yesterday, as I explained to you all. Then today is the second day, and today is our sixth. Is it a six? Seven already, but six night, 7 day. So we are here at this beautiful temple, with beautiful setting, with a lot of good monk cultivating. Then just now I went to the Ta Siong Pao Tien. The images were beautiful. Then the person who actually built it, the heart must be equally beautiful. Then the energy is very strong. That's why you must have good blessing for you to have the condition to meditate here and to have a session of beautiful Dharma sharing. Okay, first, before we continue further, I would like to pay respect to Triple Gem. You all follow me.
Arahang sama sambudo bhagawa budang bhagawantang adiwademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi.
Okay, those who have the chanting book, do you have the chanting book? Oh, don't have. Oh. Anyway, you all can recite together. I think most of it you are familiar. Okay. If you have the chanting book, turn to page 1. We will chant the Vandana.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Pānātipātā Mani sikha padang samadhiyami Adina dana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami Kame sumichachara viramani sikha padang samadhiyami Musavada viramani sikha padang samadhiyami Surame raya japama dana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pay respect, Triple Gem. Buddhaṃ pucayami. Dhammaṃ pucayami. Sanghaṃ pucayami. Okay, you can be seated. The name of this temple of this temple, you all know, is wait for a while. I think I better hang it. If I hang it, it's okay. Maybe the volume is too loud. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Because this wire is too short. Okay, now okay, clear. Wait, don't worry, don't touch.
No, I don't want the connection to be open. Leave it. I will manage it. Leave it.
No, this is one thing. Cannot. Take it away. No, take it away. Don't take it away.
It's okay. Leave it away.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, can you hear me? The temple's name, if I'm not wrong, is Julian Chansi. Yeah. Is it Lian, that word? Yeah? Huh? Correct or not? No. At the back is written as Chansi. It's a meditation center. Outside, the old sign is Julian Si. So this temple is because of affinity. They finally agreed to let us use because Brother undertake to guarantee them or promise that we are a different group, we will behave well. Then because Brother know us, that's why he dared to stick out his neck on our behalf to allow us to use this place. So remember, Noble Silent. Then you look at all this, if I'm not wrong, on the wall. They are all Dhammas, very good Dhamma. I need somebody to read to me, then only I can explain to you the meaning. But never mind. Later on, we see how, if we got time, we will discuss any of these very good Mahayana teaching. The first one is what? 只要人生没有，very good. If you are not enlightened, the more you hold, the more you cling, you will have more suffering. Correct? That's why 没有觉悟, 觉悟, means if you are not enlightened, 只要人生没有觉悟, 做住 means whatever that you think you own, you possess, you can hold on to. That 做住的东西是什么? 越多就越苦. That's why you understand. The more you hold, the more you cling, the more you grasp and give meaning, you will have more suffering. And this is profound Dhamma. That's the reason why I told you before you are enlightened, forget about right thought. That thought is right according to you. Understand? Before you are enlightened, you don't have the uniso manasikara, wisdom. You cannot cut a feeling. That is the meaning. So these are very beautiful Dhamma. Then I also didn't expect they can find a place very suitable. We are slightly the normal society's norm. They normally think as lay people. They are not real serious cultivator. But our experience has been very different. Thus far, all the spiritual trip, there were, I think we had 2 or 3 places where we had the meditation. I remember one place, both, all these are organized by Mr. When we were at the Liuqiu trip, I think we were at this place. It's a meditation center, I remember. He took us up to the hilltop, you remember? The hilltop. Then, that hall, it's just like Shuangqian Chansi, where we went to Putosan. It's much bigger than Shuangqian Chansi, the place where the monks sit and meditate on. They allow us to use that place. And there was one person in charge, I remember. He was sitting there, observing us. Then later on, when I have the meditation, after I delivered a short Dhamma, we were sitting meditation. He sat with us. Then he knew our group is different. And the area, the energy also very good. And we did a lot of very beautiful sharing. Then there was another trip also, this 6 Patriarch one. We were at another temple. I forgot what's the name, right? That temple quite nice one. It's like basement one or what, we went down there. Then you remember that Tao Yu, he doesn't know Dhamma, you remember? And over, very good. You know what happened after we started our class, we did the chanting, then we did the meditation. He said he never said meditation before. For the first time in his life, he sat at the back. He said within 5 minutes, his mind becomes so quiet and so still. He has never experienced that type of peace before. That's why he felt this group is different. And then after that condition, I gave him some book. Then I advised him to go and study the Buddha Dhamma. And he was really interested. And he was English educated. He knows English. That's why he said, English Dhamma book also no problem. But I told him I only got English Dhamma book. So these are the conditions that can arise. Most important is you must have faith. You must have the sincerity, the perseverance to go this way. Then everything will go your way. This is Dhamma. So now that we are here, we will do half an hour of meditation. Can I borrow that one? The bell is very good. Yes, this one, small one. Thank you. Oh, they have. Very good. Oh, very good. Oh, sadhu. Oh, okay. Half an hour, just nice. Oh, no, I don't have half an hour. We have 5:30, we're supposed to. Pamasri? 5:30, we're supposed to. Dinner. So I have to stop early. Before 5:30. Okay, why not I give you. Sure. No, I want you all to put back the thing in an orderly manner. Then we have our closing puja. Then we walk slowly there. I think I will end at 5:15. Is this clock correct? Now it's 4:50. 4:50. No. This is correct. This clock is very accurate. Okay, what I will do is, I give you 10 minutes meditation, then we got 15 minutes of Dhamma. Then after that, we will stop for the closing puja. Then we clean up the place. Then we orderly gather ourselves so that we can be in time for dinner. Where we need to walk. I think it may take a few minutes from here. Okay, 10 minutes meditation. After the 10 minutes meditation, I will ring the bell again. So after that, you can slowly and mindfully come out of the meditation. For those who already know how to meditate, please proceed and go ahead with your meditation. For those who are new, you need instruction. I will give you some very simple but effective short instruction. You just relax body and mind. Make sure physically and mentally relax. Relax means don't try to know anything, don't try to hold on to anything. But the mind that is not trained without sati, without mindfulness, when your spiritual faculties are not stable, you tend to be heedless. You tend to think a lot because the mental hindrances are there. So what happens is thought will arise. To develop the true meditation, you don't have to worry about the thought, you just let it be. According to the Buddha, the thought, they are dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. They are of the nature to arise and pass away on their own. You leave them alone. These are the heedless thinking, the momentum of thinking that has been triggered off by your heedless living, by your lack of spiritual faculties, the 5 spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So because of that, your mind will develop mental hindrance because the spiritual faculties are not stable enough to counter them. So when mental hindrance arise, it will give rise to sensual desire, ill will, sleepiness of mind or lethargic mind, sloth and torpor. then your mind will also think a lot. That's why it's restless. Restlessness can come about in many ways. It could be through the problems that you are holding on to that cause you to develop fear, worry, anxiety, like your problem in life and all those things, if you don't keep your precept. Yeah. It could be health problem, monetary, financial problem, or relationship problem, or something that affects you quite significantly. Then the last mental hindrance is doubt. If you have doubt, you cannot meditate. That's why you must develop the spiritual faculty. But for those who still haven't stabilized the spiritual faculty, you don't worry. You just relax body and mind, completely relax. In Mandarin, they say fang song. Feel yourself soothingly relaxed. Then you just let whatever happen arise, like the thinking, the heedlessness, or don't react to it. Don't do anything with it. Just let things be and allow the mind to settle down. If you maintain silent, not long, your mind will settle down on its own. Because that is the natural state of your mind. The natural state is stillness, sati, silent, aware. That is your true mind. If you don't think, your true mind will arise. The true mind was always there without thought. You will realize your true mind. And meditation is just so simple. No need to do anything. Those who come out with method and technique because they don't understand meditation and their spiritual faculty are not stable. Their mind think a lot. They cannot keep the mind quiet. That's why they use the method, technique, and object of meditation to control the mind, to suppress the mind, to stop the thinking. All this is delusion, thought-based meditation. But when you understand, you don't have to do anything. You just allow it to slow down and settle down. Then you will experience the silent mind, the stillness within. And that is what you're supposed to do. Yeah? But for those who are familiar with whatever method and technique to anchor your mind or object of meditation, you can use it, no problem. But then you just continue to develop the mindfulness of the object of meditation. That's it. And don't do anything else. Then whatever mind state that arises, energy build up or whatever, just relax into it and silent completely. Then your meditation will gain strength. It will develop the quietness, the stillness, and the stability leading to samadhi within the former meditation. Okay, you give it a try. I will let you meditate on your own. Then when the 10 minutes is up, I will ring the bell. There's another 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Then we can continue on with our second session, which is Dhamma sharing and meditation reporting. Anybody got anything that you want to report as meditation or any Dhamma question that you have that you want to ask me? Anybody? Don't have? Never mind. You don't have then. We talk about our trip. This trip has been extraordinary, very beautiful. The last 1.5 days, it unfolds so beautifully. And even the first 2 days, we visited this, what they call Duku Lake. What's it, Duku Lake? First day? The tribal group one. The Niyako. Second day. First day, where did we go? Dukuhu, I think. Dukuhu. No, because we travel, then we reach there quite late, then they take us to the cultural show. Before that, there was another show. You remember the lady carrying the heavy weight and all this thing? Adanasi people, and the Mosu. So that one we learn about the minority group's culture. These are the minority group of China. They are towards India, towards Burma, and towards the Thai border, the Yunnan people. They are also bordering Tibet. That's why a lot of these minority group people are Tibetan descendant, actually. So what we learn is about rites and ritual tradition and all those things. Then the next day we went to this Tibetan temple. What is the name of that temple area? We went to another place. The second day was the Gosha, was it? Then we went up to Shangri-La. Then Shangri-La, there we visited that Tibetan temple. You remember? The Tibetan temple was so different from the usual Mahayana temple. Then we observed many things that were so different. We talk about culture, we talk about ideology, belief system. Then we zero in into the Buddha's teaching. The 10 fetters that binds living being to our samsaric wall, or condition wall, they are very powerful. The first one is sakayatiti, self-delusion, and this one is not easy to break. And equally difficult to break is the second one. They call it belief in rites and ritual. This is the one that many people don't understand. According to the Buddha, he said, all this that follow rites and ritual, you have to be careful. These are not based on truth. These are based on standards that people using the human mind, the mundane mind, to come up with way of life, policy, religious belief system, and their custom, their tradition, all are very strongly inbuilt into it. And every ideology or every race in this world, they have their own rites and ritual, their own belief system and all those things. So like this morning, or I think, was it yesterday morning? Yesterday morning, when we were traveling from Lijiang to Dali, our guide, the China guide, Vivian Jr., she told us about the religion of China, you remember? She said, most of them are without religion, out of the 1.3 billion. Almost 950 are without religion, the survey show. Only 350 million has religion. And the biggest is the Han Buddhist.
that responsible for 60% of the 350 million that believe. Then the other 20% believe in Lao Tzu's teaching, Tao Te Ching. That's why they call them Taoism. Then you got the other type of less popular type of religion. They have Christianity. Oh, sorry, third is Islam. Then Christianity, then the other minority religion. And he did mention about primitive religion. You remember? And he has a word for it. What is it? Anyone. Animism. Animism. I think what she relate to was very true. These are called religion in inverted comma because came out with, the founder are from primitive civilization, understand? That's why he said that there's a lot of this minority group with this type of religion. That's the meaning of ideology. Yeah? Even small group like the Mosul, the Mosul and the Nazi, they can come out with their own religion. That's why they call their country near Guo, where the ladies are given special rights and position of importance. So you marry in their tradition, your descendant must follow the surname of the woman or the wife. It's completely opposite of the others. But what we see in this world is there is a lot of this ideology around, a lot of this religious belief around. But as far as the Buddha is concerned, he is more concerned with the teaching. That's why he teaches only the Dhamma, the truth. That's why his teaching is called the Dhamma, the Triple Gem, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. Without the Sammasambuddha, the fully enlightened one, there is no Dhamma. Without the Dhamma, there is no enlightened disciple of the Buddha. So the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, they come in order of the three beautiful gems. We call it the Triple Gem. Because without this Triple Gem, you can't find the teaching. The Sammasambuddha is the fully enlightened one, fully perfected, wisest and the most virtuous. He definitely has the teaching. So because of his teaching, the truth can be revealed to this world. That's why the teaching, which is the truth, is the second gem. If you meet the Buddha, you will find the teaching. If you have affinity with the Dhamma because you take refuge, you will receive truth. Then, because there is truth, the enlightened disciple of the Buddha can become enlightened. Because they study this teaching, they sincerely cultivate this teaching. So if you have affinity with the Aryan Sangha or the enlightened disciple of all these great beings, the Buddhas, the Bodhisattva and all those things, definitely they will also have the Dhamma. So the Buddha said, what you need is only the Dhamma, that's all. If you have Dhamma, you have goodness, you have virtue, you have wisdom, you have understanding, then you don't need ideology, you don't need religious label to divide among living beings. Then you will know what is true, what is false. That's why you can survive in any civilization, any society with whatever belief system. You don't have to associate yourself with any of this. That's why when people ask me, are you a Buddhist? My reply is very simple. I start with Buddhism, which normal people call as the teaching of the Buddha. But as far as I'm concerned, Buddhism is just a religious label. It doesn't define anything. You call yourself a Buddhist just because you say you believe in the Buddha, believe in his law of karma. That doesn't make you a Buddhist, understand? Your belief will not make you a Buddhist. To be worthy of the Buddha, to be truly a Buddhist in the actual sense, you must at least heed the advice of the Buddha. And the advice of the Buddha is very simple, Dhammapada verse 183.
is that all evil you have to avoid. Whatever wholesomeness, if there is condition to cultivate, you must develop them. Then purify your mind to develop wisdom so that you are not deluded. That's why yesterday, I think, was it yesterday or today? Or yesterday, we took the shot on the wall in Mandarin, Dhammapada verse 183, the blue color. That's why the Buddha said, if you follow his advice, you will develop the enlightenment. You will understand truth, and you will know how to live life. Then you don't need a religious label or an ideology to guide you in life. All these people, they need things to guide them in life because they are not sure. They don't understand what truth is. So they cling on to religious belief and all those things. That's why the Buddha, he didn't say his teaching is Buddhism. It was just because he was the Buddha. Then they add in the ism at the back and they call his religion Buddhism. But what he teaches is just the Dhamma truth. He never called it Buddhism. Buddhism came after. During the time of the Buddha, there was no Buddhism. He just teach. Then whoever interested in his teaching, you take refuge. That's it. You don't have to call yourself a Buddhist. No. So you have faith in the Triple Gem. You take refuge in the Triple Gem, which means you really develop that strong faith to give what they call your life for the sake of truth. That's why we call it a refuge. Refuge means you surrender yourself because it is a safe refuge. You are protected down there. And when you have the Dhamma, you are protected. And you can liberate your mind, develop wisdom, enlightenment, leading to enlightenment. That's what the teaching is all about. So, cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Because under his fourth noble truth, he said, if living being were to cultivate this noble eightfold path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. What is enlightenment? To be enlightened is to be free from suffering. That's why this noble eightfold path is the meditation. And noble eightfold path is very complete. First path factor, right view. Right view with regards to law of karma, law of mind, then law of truth. That's why we have karma niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama. Of course, there are two other nature's laws, order, or universal order that governs life and existence. They belong to the scientific law, uttu niyama and bija niyama, which is the world physical order of nature, like your law of physics, chemistry, and all those things. Then we have the biological law, where it involves genetic theory, biology, and other things. All organic things, including plants, animals, humans, and other things that have life. Even the cells and other things, they are under this law. So when you understand this spiritual law and physical law that governs life and existence, then you know you have to abide by this law. If you violate this law, you get yourself into trouble. So it's a nature's law. You don't have to believe in anything. And this one you can investigate and find out yourself. When you understand his teaching, the essence of his teaching, the Four Noble Truths, it's like you can understand the secret of life. That's how you know how to live life. So right view is right understanding with regards to truth that governs life and existence, especially the five pancha niyamas, the great five universal order of nature. The last three is very important, law of karma, law of mind, and law of dhamma. These three are spiritual law. Just like the scientists, when they understand the first two laws, the scientific law of physical order and biological order, they progress very fast. They become very, very advanced in their field of understanding. So similarly, the Buddha perfected himself in all the three spiritual laws. That's why he understands life completely, what karma is, and how you function as a human being, how your mind manifests and operates. There is no such thing as psychic, he says, it's nature's law. If you concentrate your mind, focus, and do all the psychic thing, you will develop psychic ability. That's it. And you must understand what mind is all about. The two aspects of mind, the mundane mind and the true mind. Yeah. Then the law of dependent origination, the 12 link. You see, in this whole universe, everything follows this law, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, nothing else. Then the law of truth, Dhamma. That's where his teaching comes about. The Four Noble Truths, the essence of his teaching. Then we have the essential Dhamma that's spin off from this Four Noble Truths. That's why this teaching are so unique and so beautiful. Yeah. Oh, so fast, huh? Already 5:15. Never mind, you will just summarize everything up, huh? So that we can get ready. Huh? Okay, so the first way is, the first sharing is to break this Sakayaditi, break this Ryan ritual, the fetters that bind you. Belief system and all those things. So that when you encounter life, you go anywhere in a society, you can understand how religion evolved into what it is today. Then when you have the Dhamma, you don't have to rely on anything. The Dhamma will protect you. The Dhamma will give you the understanding, the wisdom to free your mind, to liberate your mind, and to make you beautiful. That's why you can be a blessing to all. When you have the Dhamma, you have virtue, you have kindness, you have wisdom, you have right understanding, and you are so beautiful. You hold the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path Factor. You have right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, including the four right effort. Then you have right mindfulness and samadhi to perfect yourself, to insight into phenomena, to awaken and to realize the truth. This is how the Dhamma can really transform you, personality-wise, character-wise, understanding-wise, so that you can really become beautiful, and you will get to experience life or live life to the fullest. You can experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. Then life take a turn, life become meaningful, and you will understand clearly, who are you, what are you, the five aggregate of form and mind, the human being. They are dependent, originating, conditioned, arising, karmically conditioned for you to come to this world, to live life, and all those things. So these are beautiful teaching. Then yesterday also, we were very lucky. Huh? We managed to make some donation. Then the condition turned out to be so beautiful. Just like today. Huh? Oh, some of you have not receive the gift. After we make the donation, they told us they will put up the plaque, the inscription. Then they give us 25 of this, including all the Taoyu. So I will distribute on the way back. Those who already received them last night when they came for the sharing, you don't have to take it anymore. I will give it to the rest. Then the other thing is like today, according to that Rita, she told me, she had brought many people, many groups to that temple just now we visit. That was a temple rebuilt by Xu in Lao He Sang, 120 years old. Then like I mentioned, my teacher, I take refuge, my whole family under Master Xuan Hua. And Master Xuan Hua's teacher is this Xu in Lao He Sang, 120 years old. So because of our donation and the affinity and the condition, two Taoyu asked the appropriate question, and it led to the person who, I think the exco member of the temple that took our donation, he was full of joy. Oh, he said, since you all come from Malaysia all the way, and you have donated the 1,000 RMB as offering and donation. Then they asked about this Xu Yun. Then he explained, he said, yeah, this Xu Yun was the abbot of this temple that we visited, he said. And his relic is here, the stupa. And he was awarded by the Empress of China the rope and the bud in recognition of his patriotship and other things. But according to the monk, he said, because the emperor, they want the Buddhist religion to be, they call it attuned to the government, the dynasty or whatever. So because of that, the temple's name was changed to reflect the Qin dynasty. I forgot the name already. What was it? Sun what? Chu Sun. Chu Sun. Chu Sen Temple. Something like that. Then he told us to visit the museum where all the record of the Xun was there. Then he said there is a stupa where the relic is there. And according to Rita, nobody went and visited that place. You don't have affinity. He said, you are really like very strong cultivator and Buddhist with very strong faith. That's why you have affinity. He said, the person in charge will tell you what this thing is. Whatever that is meant to be will be. Normally people don't go to this place and we know how to do the chanting, the respect and all those things, and develop affinity with Xun. Because he's, you remember one of the hall we went in, before we went to the historical room, the record. Oh, the feature was exactly like him in gold, completed. That's why my heart rejoiced. He's like my Si Kong, we are my teacher's teacher. So this was beautiful. Okay, I think we have to stop. It's already 5:23. So we will end this by sharing merit and transferring merit. Okay, let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed. And may this wholesomeness be shared by all. We also will invoke the power of merits for Mr. to recover the good health and all those things. In fact, the moment we left him at the bus, before we took off to this place, I already sent the metta. Every time we visit all this temple or whatever, I make a ditan for him. That's why this time I think he will be okay. We had the cleaning, all those things was properly done. And he can feel it too. The morning breakfast time was terrible. That area, I think, swollen. And they say down there, later I saw black color, like tightness, false sangfong, very bad. So my wife also told him, you better go and see a doctor, you don't worry about us, go. Oh, then luckily he went. So all this meant to be. So we invoke power of merit. May all this wholesomeness be dedicated to all beings, starting with Mr. May it arise the causes and conditions for him to recover from his whatever injury to good health, so that he can continue to serve us and also serve whatever group that he is leading after hours. It seems according to him, back-to-back schedule, after hours he has to take two or three groups to different places. But he is sincere, he has faith. Then he told me recently, every time he heard the singing of Hatsuta, his tears just flow. Just now also same happened. And the other lady told you, Vivian tried to give him tissue. I say, you have affinity, Hatsuta and Kuan Yin, that's why it happened. Okay, now we will share merit with the Deva and the rest. Akasata cha pumata Deva naga mahindika Punyantang anamoditwa Chirang rakantu loka sasana Itta watta cha amehi Sampadan punya sampadan Sabe Deva anamodantu Sabha sampati siddhiya Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, then before we pay respect to Triple Gem and end, I would like to make one request, Pamasuri. I think before we go for dinner or whatever, we would like earlier to check whether it's appropriate or conducive or not for us to thank the temple, the abbot, either the abbot or the temple people, really our representative, for allowing us to use this place. And then we would like to make a donation and offer on behalf of all Kanyamitas, using our spiritual trip common fund. I think we will donate another 3,000. Yeah? You got enough, no? Enough. If not enough, we can reduce to 2,000. Yeah, this temple, I think, don't need much support. They have a lot of money. But it is our sincere heart, our gratitude towards what. I think enough should be enough. What's it on the Yung Liao? 刚才哪里有啊？ 刚才多那1000呢？
还有，因为我们有这个数钱。哦，不是13000多。
那天你跟我讲 balance 8000多，8000多，我们多那条1000多了。刚才我算，你算错了啦。啊，你漏掉东西啊，7000六 OK 啦，3000啦。So we still got 4,000 something to donate, but we may not donate all because we want to use for other things. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect, Triple Gem, then we end. Buddhaṃ pujayami. Dhammaṃ pujayami. Sanghaṃ pujayami. Okay, slowly, mindfully, come out and place back all the cushion to their original position. Then tidy up whatever that we need to tidy. Then after that, we will move out from here. We need to close the window, I think, and the curtain if possible.